Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Anthony Saladino is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Anthony is a new friend. He's a small business owner just like you. In fact, he's got a fairly new small business. He's co-founder and CEO of Kitchen Cabinet Kings. You're starting to get the picture here, right? He's in the kitchen cabinet business, and he's here to talk to us about how, as a relatively new company, how they've been able to accomplish the growth that they have. Anthony Saladino, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Good to have you here. Anthony, now, you're in the kitchen cabinet business, and you have a website, and you sell kitchen cabinets on the website. People can go to your website and buy. They can pick out what they want. They can buy it from you online, and you literally ship it to them. You never see the customer, right?
Yes, in most instances, we actually don't see the customer. That's correct.
Yeah. Now, I bought a lot of kitchen cabinets in my life, Anthony. That's not the way it's been done historically, is it?
No, not at all. The power of the Internet has certainly changed this industry, and it's allowed customers, the savvy customers that are Internet buyers, the ability to search out the cabinets that they need. Look at all the pictures, get samples, take a look at the styles and the pieces, and actually order the cabinets online at a significant savings that they'd often get at a local retail showroom.
I was in the furniture business once upon a lifetime, many decades ago, and we would have said you were in the case good business, meaning you sell things that can be put into a box and delivered. Case goods, meaning like dressers and you know, chest of drawers and things like that. So basically, you're in the case goods business, and to use the old vernacular, but in terms of kitchen cabinets. Now, what made you decide to get in the kitchen cabinet business?
Okay, the kitchen cabinet business was something I kind of fell into. I was looking for a job after college, and I found a position. I got a referral from good old mom to try out a local cabinet company that did as the position as a kitchen designer and cabinet salesman. Mm-hmm. I've had a computer background, so it would seem like a good fit because the 2020 interior design software brought some computer aspect as well as some sales.
2020,
and I really enjoyed it.
What is that? What is the 2020 thing?
2020 is the interior design software that what kitchen designers do is they take your measure, put it onto this program,
right,
and it puts those pretty 3D pictures of what the kitchen's going to look like.
I got you. Okay. All right. Is that a software company, 2020?
Yes, 2020 Interior Design. They're the most popular provider in the game.
So you use that tool, that electronic tool, that technology, to really give you a leg up in terms of working with customers, didn't you? I mean, without that, you would really have, it really helped you to do a quantum leap in your ability to serve customers, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Prior to that, it would be very difficult to do this business online. Now, again, a lot of companies, local companies as well as internet companies, they all use this 2020 interior design. It really is a great program. It allows the customers to see what the kitchen's going to look like before actually
right.
making a purchase.
And so you worked for this company for a while, and then what?
Well, I realized that the customers that were visiting our retail showroom were only within 20 and 30 miles. Outside of that, we really didn't get much other business. It just didn't make sense for them logistically. So I brainstormed utilizing the power of the Internet. I was like, I wanted to reach a wider market, and the idea was to take the showroom services that we offered and transfer them into an online platform, and now take our 20 to 30 mile radius from the retail showroom store and expand that all the way around the nation. And
right.
that was the plan.
And so then you launched your own company to do that, right?
Absolutely. I had to do this on my own. That was what was going to make sense here. And I picked up my brother. I pitched him the idea. He's my technical co-founder, Andrew Saladino. He's a computer programmer and expert in social engine optimization.
Right.
So we worked together to develop the website and got this thing launched in January of 2010.
Now, do you when people come to your website and do the, they're able to do the 2020 thing on the website, right? They can actually design their own website, their own kitchens.
We don't have an online design tool per se, so that isn't possible. What we do offer is our design service. It's very custom to design.
So how does the customer do that? How do they give you their, where they give you their dimensions and that sort of thing, and you help them with that, where the windows are, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. What they do is they fill out a form, and then they send us a measurement file that's going to have all their kitchen information.
Yeah.
We have a complete PDF of how to measure your kitchen. It's not rock. As long as they send that over, we get that to our design department and pump out a functional and aesthetically pleasing 3D design for
them. So then you send them back the 3D design. You do that for them, send it back to them, and have them recheck their measurements and all that kind of thing. And then they start picking out samples, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that's the process. Once they're happy with the design and they're happy with the samples, then they give us the green light, and we go ahead and put the cabinet purchase together. We place the order into our system, and within just 7 to 14 days, they have a brand new set of assembled cabinets right to their door.
And that's the case goods. They come in boxes. And then do you make the cabinets, or do you farm that out to a manufacturing company?
Yes, I'm just the distributor for the manufacturer. I acquire the customers and then send the orders directly to the manufacturer and have them deliver through a common carrier right to the
customer. Makes a lot of sense. You stick to your knitting, right? You do what you're best at and let other people do what they're best at.
Yeah, absolutely. They don't want to be slowed down dealing with customers. They want to be producing.
Right.
But they do like me that just tell them point and shoot to where the cabinets need to go.
And then when the case goods arrive, the contractor, the customer hires a local contractor to install the kitchen.
A lot of times that's the case. In other cases, the customers do-it-yourself.
They do-it-yourself kind of thing, yeah. All right. That makes a lot of sense. Give us the website, Anthony.
Sure. You can find this at kitchencabinetkings.com.
All right. So check that out, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Anthony, what's it like being a small business owner now that he is one? The good, the bad, and the ugly. Has he made any mistakes? You think maybe he has? We're going to get him to spill the beans on that right after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.